That is, it's a great challenge, man. And we say that from the standpoint of the best to ever play the game. And that being Belichick, the best to ever coach the game. So it's a lot that we've learned, and we understand that it's a huge challenge from that standpoint.
What is it about, obviously, guy's been around as long as he has. What's one little trait about Tom Brady that stands out to you as a coordinator that really impresses you in what he can do?
He has never quit in him. Regardless of what the circumstance is, regardless of how many times you hit him, he has never quit. You see a guy take a shot at his legs, dirty things that other guys do, he stands back up, he comes right back and throws it right back in the pocket. And it doesn't matter who lines up with him. He got great guys, but it doesn't matter who lines up. And the consistency that he plays with, and I know he does it in practice because you see it on Sundays. Down in, down out, no matter who the opponent is. His nameless faces for him, like it is for us. But he's the best to ever do it and do it at that high level. Aaron is too. Aaron got a way to go, but Tom is the best to do it with nameless guys.
And like you say, it seems like, I mean, obviously he's run through a lot of running backs, receivers, offensive linemen over the years.
I mean, you go back to when I played him. The Corey Dillons, the Kevin Faulks, the Robert Arrow, like you can go back. This guy has done it with, it's all about his preparation. You can tell that from that standpoint. Not one time you ever see him flinch. You see him get angry, which any competitor, that's coach, player, even you guys, everyone gets angry. You're emotional when you're passionate about something that you put a lot of time in, and you can tell he does that. He is a guy that you have to prepare for that has seen everything. And that when I say that, that's the Randy Mosses to the Wells Welkers, you know, to the Hogans. So it doesn't matter. He's going to be Tom regardless.
How much does your experience in Houston help you this time in terms of game planning, all the preparation there, and what you saw throughout the course of the game? How much does it help you?
Well, the first thing is, it's a totally different team. You got to go from that. It's a totally different team that you're getting ready to face. Tom is Tom. You have Gronk back, so you got to have that in perspective. Best tight end in the league. You got to get prepared for that. They can attack you multiple different ways with different formations, different personnel groupings. So we have to get prepared for that. And I think that within itself, by itself, adds the fact that you add in the fact that, you know what, last year is last year. You're playing a team that's playing totally different, and you just got to get prepared for that.
So on an average week, I mean, obviously you guys put in tons of hours. For a guy like that, that you say is the best to do it, just out of curiosity, you put in more hours?
You know what? That's real funny you say that, man. You treat him like you treated Aaron? Because it's championship week for us. You just now understand that when this guy lines up, he understands exactly what you're doing, and you understand exactly what he's doing. I wouldn't say you change your hours because you prepare for everybody like you did, but I think you know that every time you make a call, he's going to battle every call that you call, and that's what the real competitors do, and that's the amazing feat. That's why we do this. That's why you guys do this. Why would we want to play anybody any different? You treat them all the same. But when you play the great ones, you understand that we all have to be detailed. And that's the cool part because, you know, they're preparing for detail too.
The one thing that you guys were able to do, although it didn't last the whole game, was you put pressure on him and you hit him and you sacked him and Grady got after him and stuff like that. And you see with the way the guys are playing now, I know you didn't have any sacks last week, but do you feel like, hey, we've shown the ability to get after this guy?
I would say that like how I started. One of the things is that any quarterback in this league, you have to get him off the spot, and especially Tom. You got to understand that if you let him sit back and manipulate what he wants to do on offense, it can be a long day. And we understand that challenge. And whether it be you bring everybody or you do it with the front four, we understand You guys fine? I didn't want it to sound muffled. But no, we definitely, back to live action, we definitely understand that you have to change that guy in the pocket. You have to make him, he has the best footwork you watch of any guys. The difference with him is he's going to scramble when he has to. He's going to move in the pocket almost every play. He has, when you sit down and you watch his mobility inside the pocket, that's one thing that a lot of people don't give him credit for. You talk about his arm and his instincts and the way that he manipulates the game, but what he does it with great is his footwork in the pocket. So you got to make sure that you always understand that you got to keep him on the move.
Who's rushing the best for you right now? What'd you say? I know Vic just got back.
Yeah, that's and I say it from the standpoint of we've had a committee of guys, whether it be blitz. So it's been a committee. I couldn't say one guy. Everyone had their moments of stepping up, and that's the cool part. Everybody's been stepping up. Does it need to get better? Yes. You know, the standard is excellence. I don't care what nobody say. Minimize from that standpoint, we got to get after them. Rather you run four men, like I said, or you bring pressure. Four men have to get there, whatever four may be in the game at the time. So that's a good question, man. It's been a collective effort from everybody. Well, that's one of the things, good question you just asked. That's one of the things, like, pressing for turnovers or, like, trying to say you don't press for a turnover. We always have this slogan of tips and overthrows. They happen. And that's being in the right spot, doing my job, detailing my job. And the more we detail our jobs and the better effort that we play with on finishing each play the same way with 11 guys doing it, that creates turnovers within itself. And we had them last week that were negated by penalties. So I wouldn't say that you have to press. Turnovers are more of a collective effort of everyone doing their job at a very, very high level.
So he's the best ever. You can't show him anything new. When you're putting yourselves together defensively this week, do you want to turn this into a chess match or do you want it to be a backyard brawl? And is that different with New England versus someone else?
Best coaching staff ever. So Belichick's been doing this for a long time. Him and Tom, that relationship goes way past any of you guys or us. They've been doing it for a long time, setting records. So they're going to be prepared. You have to just understand that you have to prepare for everything that they're going to do. And from that standpoint, like I said, when I first started, multiple personnel groupings, understanding that they can come in and want to run it or want to throw it. We just have to be prepared.